This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
Cuomo. He seems to dominate the news, and you think we're going to go there. But Morty, I have a much more important thing to tell you. And I'm thinking that you're going to help me out with this, because I don't know if you saw what happened in Michigan. And as everyone knows, my most important times of the day are breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I believe that you need to start planning breakfast at dinner, start planning lunch at breakfast, and just keep the cycle going.
You only have three meals a day?
Well,
I have like seven.
What's the name of the meal that Leslie taught us about? She's Filipino, and there's a meal, she's going to hate me for forgetting this, that you could just have it mienda? I got to ask her. It means snack at any time. Like there's like you know how siesta is?
Yeah.
So in the Philippines, she taught me that merienda, that's what it's called. It's like instead of just having it at later in the day, you can have one after breakfast. So I'm a big fan.
They just stole that from my routine.
Well, that's why I'm telling you. So can you believe this? And you think that corporal punishment is bad. Like someone commits a crime, Lauren. They should go to jail, right?
Well, depends on the crime. But
all right, let's assume they're a hardened criminal. Bad yes. Cuomo.
No.
Let's assume that they
I
were.
I don't think Cuomo should go to jail.
You don't think touching a woman under her blouse on her left breast, on the bra, over the bra, not under the bra. He didn't get under the bra. I don't know
how. I think he could be publicly shamed the way he is right now.
I don't know how you get under the bra. Like, you have to remove the bra. So they're making, like, a big thing that he touched over the bra. But, like, you can't get your hand under the wire on the bra. Like, it's a.
Maybe it was a wireless bra.
So assuming Cuomo is. Well, you think just publicly shamed? Like, should
he's,
we like?
He is completely shamed at this point. It's just embarrassing to be him.
You don't think we should do it like in medieval time shaving? Like, if we're gonna shame, like put him in town square, like in the
hang
middle.
Him?
No, not hanging. Shame. I didn't say kill.
Okay.
So, like, maybe you bring him to the city, like Times Square, and you put him on the big screen, and we tar him,
like
and then we
New
put
Year's?
Some feathers on him.
Have some confetti.
You have him sit in a chair, like outside City Hall. And you give an hour for any New Yorker that wants to just walk by him and just like scold him.
How long do you get per New Yorker? Per New Yorker is an hour? Or because like there's some New Yorkers that won't stop.
No, it's just like an assembly line.
So you got
to
go.
After Little League when you have to like go past each
exactly.
teammate and like
are you,
their hands.
Are you allowed to throw something at him like rotten tomato or anything?
No.
What about water gun? Shoot him with a water gun.
Yeah, that could be acceptable.
That would be fun. Everyone gets a squirt. Oh, it was super soaker.
Or like a pie in the face.
A pie in the face. The cream pie, though. Like
cream
so,
pie.
You don't want to give them with like a
not something that's too tasty. That
that's what I'm saying.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm. Well, you wouldn't put a cheesecake in his face, though.
No
cheesecake.
No.
This is making me upset. I want to remember Cuomo as the person who got us through a really hard time during the pandemic.
All right, enough of you. We're talking cheesecake right now. So I told you, things that matter is so. I want to tell you about if Cuomo has to go to Michigan, he's got problems. If he goes to the Michigan Department of Corrections. Lauren.
Why?
I don't know if you saw what these people are doing there. So
no.
Anyway, they got some prisoners that are kosher. And in the Bible, I think the translation is that you shouldn't eat a baby calf in its mother's milk, roughly.
Correct.
But that's turned into don't eat milk and meat and all sorts of other stuff.
Correct. Can't cook, you can't eat, and you can't enjoy. It's three different prohibitions.
So let's assume Cuomo's kosher. I know he's very proud Italian, but, you know, we're similar, the Jews and the Italian. We all believe in a very important meal. It's all about mealtime. That's something I've always felt. I think that it's important to have a meal. And so in Michigan, Lauren, they honor the kosher tradition with vegan food. Okay? But they allow, beyond vegan food, for kosher inmates – to buy beef sticks, or chicken sausage. That doesn't sound very good.
No, it
doesn't sound very vegan.
And they can have dairy products that include dry milk. I don't know.
Dry milk?
Yeah, but they can't bring it to the mess hall in chow time. So I bring this up because I'm wondering if Cuomo has to go to jail, what's going to happen in New York? Because why are you looking at me like I'm a crazy person? Morty just said to put pie in his face. Isn't that what Morty said? We go in the middle. We go and we shame him, publicly shaming, and we put pie in the face. So I'm wondering if I'm trying to sort out the different punishments. You know, like we have to sort out. Because you know the thing he's getting charged with right now, I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's from the Albany County Sheriff's Office. It's a misdemeanor complaint. And it's the people of the state of New York versus Andrew M. Cuomo, which is kind of interesting since he was the people of the state of New York when he was the attorney general and then when he was the governor. And so it says that this police officer, I guess not a police officer, even though she calls herself a police officer, she's an investigator in the Albany County Sheriff's Office. It specifically says that on December 7th at specific times, you don't need to know, at the governor's mansion, he did knowingly and intentionally commit a Class A misdemeanor, forcibly touching. And it seems from what we're doing in our own research that he was forcibly touching this Brittany Commisso gal who worked for him. And what it says is that the way he did this forcibly touching is he touched her intimate body parts. And we know from forcibly touching statute in the penal law that means you have to apply pressure. You can't just like glance over. You got to put pressure. That's a very important thing. And there has to be one of two different reasons to do it. One reason is to degrade Brittany. The other reason, purpose, is to have sexual gratification. And I'm going to go into the ins and outs of that in 1 second. But let's assume that Cuomo is charged, but let's assume that he what happens if he goes to jail, Lauren? And let's assume they're like Michigan. Do you know what happens, Morty? Tell him about eating cheesecake on Shavuos.
So, I love cheesecake. Yeah, and Shavuos is actually my favorite Jewish holiday because of the cheesecake. So if you're going to deprive me of cheesecake on Shavuos, I mean, I can't think of a lot of things that'd be worse than that.
Well, let's break down Shavuos so people don't understand what you're talking about. And yeah, Tell them what Shavuos is. It's important.
So Shavuos is the Jewish holiday commemorates the Jews receiving the Torah, the Bible, on Mount Sinai. And we eat cheesecake because on Shavuos, because prior to receiving the Torah and the laws, there were no rules in terms of meat and dietary restrictions, so they ate cheesecake. They ate dairy.
We're going to get back to your cheesecake, yeah, but Lauren's giving me the evil eye right now. I don't know if you've seen the evil eye. It's on people's doors to keep out evil spirits. She just does it.
Yeah.
Here's your token real estate issue of the day. I just want to give you a token real estate issue so I don't get yelled at. I don't want to get yelled at that we don't talk. You know, Morty, our listenership wants real estate. Right. That's what Lauren tells me.
And I think they also want cheesecake.
Well, everyone wants cheesecake. It's very important. Cuomo, cheesecake. There's reasons why we're bringing this all up. But for Lauren,
half the people are going to say, I hate Cuomo. The other half of the people are going to say, Cuomo's great.
So we'll get back to that. No one says they hate cheesecake, though. No. And if they do, Morty,
well,
dead to me.
Lactose yeah. intolerant.
Dead to me.
People.
They take a pill, Lauren.
Hey, I'm lactose intolerant. I still eat the cheesecake.
And you could take a pill. Unless you're anti-vax, because then you'd also be anti-lactose pill.
I wonder what's in that pill.
I'm wondering. I wonder, might be a problem.
Have they tested it for...
Can I just say something quickly about vaccines?
Can you say something with a microphone?
No, to you. Oh, okay. I'm talking to you. Everyone could eavesdrop. But it bothers me. I have some friends, a good friend, someone I like who listens to this show, who puts
you know
on Facebook.
Who you are.
He puts on Facebook that he's feeling bad, I'm paraphrasing, for
so it's a him.
Yeah, for firefighters in New York City, because today is the deadline to get vaccinated. And he's like writing how they will always put their life in between people and danger. And I just want to point out, obviously, they won't always put their life in between people in danger, because if they would, they would get vaccinated. Because if they were willing to take a risk, they're acknowledging it's a risk. Going into a fire is a risk. I just got to put this out there.
One
no, let me finish.
Risks.
I just got to get this out. My therapy session. I'm not saying that I know the vaccine safe. I think it is. I believe in science. Maybe you don't. Maybe you think the vaccine's a huge risk, and maybe you think you're going to grow a third ear, or you're not going to be able to reproduce, or you're going to all die off if you get vaccines. I've heard all this stuff. But the argument that firefighters are being in a terrible state because of de Blasio and they're all going to lose their jobs, and we feel for firefighters who put their lives in between people in danger. Isn't their whole job about taking a known risk to help greater society?
Not only that, they inhale the smoke, and we all know what happened to the people at 9/11 of what's happening now, and how terrible that is.
I'm not trying to say they inhale smoke, Lauren. I'm not trying to even say that they're going to go in a fire ever. There's certain firefighters that never are on risk. But the job of a firefighter is to say, Lauren's at risk. I'm going to stop her risk and protect Lauren. That's what this guy's saying, and I agree with that. So I just find it a little ironic that the people whose job it is to take known risk for others, we should feel bad for them for losing their job for failing to take a known risk for others. And I just wanted to point that irony out. It's been bothering me, and I'm not trying to say to you that I agree, disagree, or otherwise with their position, but I don't feel bad for them, because isn't it against exactly a dereliction of their line of duty, a dereliction of their job to not take a known risk to help others? I just wonder, shouldn't they get fired for getting the vaccine, for getting the mandate, just for not doing something that's not helping others?
That's brilliant.
And the whole point of vaccines and getting the masses to get them is to help others.
I get that. And I agree with you. All I'm trying to say, Lauren, is that assuming their position that it's risky, assuming their position that they shouldn't do it.
They clearly need a new position if they're going
to. I guess what you're getting at is, how would they respond to what you're saying right now?
Yeah. I want to know. Yeah. Like, do they see certain fires and they're like, that's against my, I'm not going in there. They see a cat, they're like, I only save black cats, not white cats. Like, you know, like I thought their job. Maybe I'm wrong. Firefighters, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the job, and I watch, what's
and,
that?
And it's a mandatory requirement of their job.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right. They can't say, oh, I'm going to go to the fire at Morty's house, but not the fire at Andrew's house. That's
exactly,
too far for me.
That's exactly my point. And I do watch Station 19, right, Lauren?
Well, once in a while.
And I do understand.
When Grace makes us do the crossover.
I understand that there's other aspects of the job, including romance. And having great meals and going up and down the pole.
And having a cheesecake? Community.
I don't think like they have cheesecake.
Firefighters don't take the job because of that pole, though.
But I think, I think they take the job because they're the brave ones. And they are. 99%. I'm not against firefighters. I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
We're pro-firefighters.
Totally pro-firefighters.
I think you just want to know how they would respond to this
inconsistency. Yeah, I see a huge inconsistency here. And I wonder, like, they should be, of all people, not saying it's too risky for me to do. Like, their job is to take risks for other people. Sign me up. Those are the firefighters.
So I challenge our listeners, if you are a firefighter or you know,
I love
one
the way you
talk
to the listeners. Like, there's this abstract listeners,
they're
high
listening.
Listeners.
Okay, so who's ever eavesdropping on our conversation?
You'd be better
right
off
now,
just calling to one person and being like, Tommy.
Firefighter O'Neill.
Firefighter O'Neill. Yes, Firefighter right. O'Neill, we're talking to you.
All right, Firefighter O'Neill. If you disagree with Andrew, please contact us at
No, it's not an agree or disagree. I just want an answer. I want to understand what's different between the two. I don't understand the difference. Like, for me, I wouldn't want to run into a burning building. You're more bold, respectable, a better member of society than me in a lot of ways. Like, I'm so enamored by what a firefighter is willing to do. And then I find it so crazy, so non-logical, illogical, for them to now say, I'm afraid of a vaccine. Like, you're not afraid of a burning building. Like, how are you afraid of a vaccine?
Are they saying they're afraid of it?
No, like, I'm not talking about the ones that have sincerely held religious beliefs.
Right.
I'm not talking about people with disabilities. I'm talking about, like, I know people, firefighters, on Facebook. They're afraid of the long-term ramifications of the vaccine. They're afraid of whether it's going to affect your children in the future, your ability to have children. They're afraid of whether there's going to be side effects. Like, they're afraid of the vaccine. And so those are the ones I'm talking to. I'm not talking about the rest of them, because I imagine if you have a sincerely held religious belief or you have a disability, you have a good attorney who's litigating for you to get an accommodation, because a discrimination attorney, as you and I know, Morty, will be able to work for someone that has a known basis for an accommodation. I'm talking about the people that have fear of the vaccine. I want to know. Anyway, back to where we were. So, token real estate.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Lauren, I'm doing this for you. You can now tell all your people in the Leap School, because we have like 10,000 students in Leap School, and that's what Lauren's talking about, that all want a real estate thing so she can go tell them. I'm talking to you, Leap School. Instead of listeners, it's Leap School.
Okay. If you are a Leap School student.
No, it's important. So New York City had a law that said lease guarantees. A lease guarantee means someone's agreeing that they're going to pay for the lease. And it's usually used for, like, if you have a corporation renting space. So if there's a corporation or a limited liability company, a company renting space, the owners usually guarantee the lease and say, hey, even if my company is a shell company and has no money, I'll pay the lease. So New York City came out with this law during the pandemic that said guarantees are unenforceable during the pandemic, and you can't go after the guarantors, the people, the persons that owe the money during the pandemic because of COVID, blah, blah, blah. And people sued to overturn the law, Lauren, and their case got dismissed. But just this week, the Second Circuit, which is the appellate court, said, no, 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 they have a case. You can't get rid of a guarantee because that's a private contract. There's something called the Contracts Clause in the Constitution. And we've been telling people from the beginning of the pandemic that the law says that the government, in a public policy to help people, can delay the enforcement of a contract. They can delay evictions. They can postpone moratoriums. But they can't cancel a debt, the underlying debt. You always owe the money. And this case is about whether the Contracts Clause reaches guarantees. So it's very important, I'm giving you your token real estate thing, that if you're a landlord in New York City and you have a non-paying corporate tenant, today you have a lot more leverage than you did yesterday. Because yesterday, before the circuit came out, the individual tenants would just say, and stick their hands on their ears and say, you can't collect from me, because that's what the court said. Now there's a open case to see if you can collect. So my token real estate for you, Lauren, is that landlords, particularly commercial, brokers, New York City, you just got a huge win. And so that's the real estate thing. And now that I've told you this, and Morty, do you know why we don't normally do this?
Why?
Because it's boring.
I was interested.
I know. That's why we're dorks and we go to law school. But I know when something's boring. Like, that's kind of my thing of how to make legal things interesting. And if it was interesting, I would do it. Now, I will tell you.
It's informative.
It's informative. But are we just an informative show? Like, I was telling you yesterday that my brother texted me that he's like, great show last week. I can't believe someone would order a salmon on a bagel. Who orders baked salmon? And I was like, is that all you got out of the show? And he's like, yeah.
Hey, you know what? If that's all that they got from the show, we did our jobs.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. So for the
Yeah, but you just said it's your brother. I don't think that really matters.
You don't think Eric matters?
Sorry, Eric. You do matter.
Eric, you matter to me.
I don't think Firefighter O'Neill out there
would
have salmon. Would order salmon on a bagel.
Well, that's because at the firehouse, they know meals are very important. You've seen Station 19.
Yeah.
We know all about the importance of meals. And a New York firefighter, you know, there's pizza, there's bagels, there's hot dogs. There's certain New York traditions. You can't screw up a New York bagel.
Chinese food.
I want you to know, Lauren, beyond not getting vaccinated, I think de Blasio should pass another law that says that if you mess up a New York bagel as a firefighter, you're fired. You can't. Like, you're done. Like, if you went and you were like, I'm picking up bagels for the firehouse. Can we get some salmon with the bagels? Just automatically, like, there should be an alert that goes out that goes, done.
Can you imagine someone walking into a fire station with a bag of a dozen bagels, cream cheese, and then
10
pieces of salmon on a plate? Here you go. Lunch is served.
So cheesecake. Did you know that on Shavuos, when we eat cheesecake, as a religious reason, firefighters, I want you to listen to this. And the reason I want you to listen to this is a lot of you are claiming sincerely held religious beliefs. You're saying, hey, I can't get the vaccine because it's made from fetal tissue or developed from fetal tissue. And my religion says that I can't have a vaccine that violates my religion. I can't endorse something and put things into my body, my temple, that I get you, firefighters. But just like you feel that way, Morty and I feel that way on Shavuos about cheesecake.
Yeah.
And I would argue to you that our cheesecake doesn't impact anyone else, just us. Can you believe that if Cuomo ends up pleading not guilty, he doesn't plead innocent, he pleads not guilty. I imagine if he's going to plead not guilty, he's going to have two reasons why he pleads not guilty. If I was Cuomo, I'd have two reasons why I plead not guilty. The first one, which I think is the most important one, goes to intent. It says that in order for him to do this, he needs to have intent. Isn't that what it says? He has to have intent. And what's his intent need to be? Well, he has to do it for the purpose of degrading. And if you've been listening to him from the moment Letitia James comes out on this investigation, if you've been listening to him, he goes, that was never my purpose. I can't tell you what other people heard. I can only tell you what I said. I'm paraphrasing. So I think he has a very good intent argument. And in criminal cases, intent is huge. Now, there could be another purpose of gratifying the actor sexually. But I also don't think people are going to buy that. Like, he's more like Biden in touchy-feely, creepy uncle, as opposed to trying to be sexually aroused.
Yeah, but once the hand goes under the shirt, how do you argue that's not for sexual purposes?
Well, I could see it going that way. So here's the thing. Let's imagine you're brushing by this law, by the way. Really is about like subways and people mounding people on the subway and brushing up and doing it.
Right.
But couldn't you do a passerby of someone, and if they have a loose, we're not talking your shirt, Morty, like a, we're not talking like a collared shirt that's tight fitting.
You mean my muscle shirt?
Yeah.
Brings out my bulging biceps?
Well, your cheesecake biceps. So we're talking about a lady's blouse, which sometimes are very loose. I need to see this blouse. I want to understand the blouse she's saying she was wearing, because I could see turning quickly and in the turn get your hand stuck. It wasn't like she said he undid her bra. The thing is that he swiped. So I want to know how his hand got there. I need context. So I could see him.
I think he's denying that this whole thing happened.
He is. He's actually denying. They made a thing that there's questions of whether he was even in the governor's mansion at the times,
right,
they're
that.
Saying, which you, I guess, just told the second way I would defend this thing. So those are, anyway, let's assume no one believes him. Is how do you just touch a left breast? Like, it does. I've never just randomly touched a left. Have you ever randomly touched a left breast, Lauren?
Especially if it's only the two of you in the office. It's not like it was a crowded subway or they're trying to get out of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it wasn't like, but passing, running, doing things and just bumping. I don't know. So let's assume Cuomo goes to jail again, because the charge is up to 1 year in jail. That's a Class A misdemeanor. Up to 6 years probation. Now, he doesn't have any predicate offenses, but they don't treat this like a DUI, which is also a misdemeanor, because it's sexually offensive. Now, I want to point out, he doesn't get on a sex offender list. This isn't that big of a deal. It is a big deal, but I mean, in the scheme of sex offenses.
You don't mind if he moves near you?
I don't mind or not mind. I don't have any position whatsoever. My position is restricted to what they're doing over at the station house with respect to my cheesecake. But we'll get back to over here in a second. Let's assume Cuomo loses because they're going after him. He's the governor. Letitia James wants to be the governor. Maybe there's something going on and they're going to drop the hammer on the Cuomo. Let's assume he won't take a plea. He doesn't want a plea. He doesn't want probation. He's the Cuomo. He goes to trial. He loses the trial because obviously, Cuomo, you need conviction to avoid conviction. And you just didn't have us selling to people. So anyway, here's the thing. If he was to go to jail in Michigan and find Judaism, because obviously that's what he should want to do, Firefighters. Did you know that Jewish class action just happened in the Michigan jails, Lauren? Did you see this? Because they wouldn't let them eat cheesecake on Shavuos in this jail.
Oh, I was wondering where you're going to go with this.
Well, I'm telling you.
They're actually wrapping it into something that happened.
I'm not wrapping. It's okay. Reality here. Like they have a $39 million budget in this jail for food. 0.02% or $10,000 would have let them eat cheesecake. 0.02%. And they wouldn't let them eat cheesecake, Morty.
Sounds like a reasonable accommodation to me.
So here's what they sued. Really? No, they did. Just like the firefighters.
You shouldn't have all your cake and eat it too.
Again, you're into what you should, you shouldn't. There's a law, just like the employment law, that says this law, it's a very important law, Lauren, the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. Notice the word institutionalized. In this Religious Land Use and back to the other part, Institutionalized Persons Act. For a little token real estate, it's also about zoning rules because it's religious land use with respect to putting places of worship in different places. Now back to my conversation. It says institutionalized person. Institutionalized meaning in jail. And this law, as we all know, when we go to freedom of religion, allows accommodations for sincerely held religious beliefs. And they said your policy of not letting us have cheesecake is violating our... This is something we could get behind, Morty. This vaccine thing with the firefighters. Your job is to take reckless behavior. You appreciate a known risk. You put yourself in the line of fire between someone else and yourself. You go in the middle of someone else and the fire. You protect people. Now, cheesecake. Who's against cheesecake?
It's mind-boggling.
And so anyway, it went to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld and said the class action of Jewish inmates in Michigan can have their cheesecake.
Well,
so I wanted to point out to you, because everyone, every time I go in on these shows, Lauren, and talking about vaccines, I've been trying to tell everyone that it's not about vaccines. Everyone keeps saying, why do you know so much about vaccines? And I keep saying, Morty, it's about discrimination law. I say it's the same thing, the same law that you're trying to get religious accommodation. So here's my question, because, you know, besides the police firefighter hockey game where they fight each other, I don't know if you've ever seen the NYPD.
Always bringing it back to hockey.
It's true. And what did you see what's going on with that coach? Oh, there's a scandal, a sexual assault. It's terrible in Chicago. They just replaced the Florida Panthers coach, 7-0. He lost his job because of something that happened like 10 years ago. We'll talk about that another time. Off there, because if we do another hockey episode, Lauren will kill me. But, yeah, hockey's got a thing going on. But back to here, Lauren. Yeah, police and firefighter. It's a great game, by the way. The NYPD. What do they call that? Firefighters? NYPD, NYFD. They have a big hockey game. It's a fundraiser. And I don't know why Corrections isn't involved.
Corrections?
But yeah, Corrections. They're part of the sheriffs, not police. So Corrections. I know that we all stand against criminals, right? Whether it's police, firefighter.
I'm anti-criminal.
No, but they're very anti-criminal. Don't do crimes. Like, don't they always say, if you just comply, nothing bad will happen? That's a big thing, right? Like when with Trayvon Martin, like all these things, they go, if you just comply, nothing bad will happen. But the irony is the criminals did comply and brought a case, won the case, got their cheesecake. The firefighters didn't comply, didn't use a religious accommodation, lost their job. Think about that. This is the Leapcast.
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentoleap.com.
Are you thinking about investing in real estate? If so, you need to order your copy of the book, 10 Strategies to Purchase Property Post-Pandemic. You need to get this book today. It's going to detail everything that you need to know from the time that you say, I want to invest,
to the moment that you close on your next purchase. Before you make that next real estate investing decision, get your copy of 10 Strategies to Purchase Property at www.theleibcast.com. Lieb, L-I-E-B. Get your copy at theleibcast.com.